bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
The rebrand mainly happened so we can branch out into other things and do other things. Because I think SMP Unity kind of dicks you in the Minecraft space. But I want to do like some other stuff with Unity because I think it's a really cool idea. I also want to, I think I've spoken to Blue about this. We want to do stuff with other games, possibly.
How many languages can it translate?
I think it's said this a lot on launch. I'm going to say 44.
That's mental.
It's basically like, you know, when you change your FOV in Minecraft, it doesn't change for everyone on the server. So it's like a client side option.
All right, lads, welcome back to Inside MC, the podcast where I sit down with an amazing guest every single week. And this week, we're joined by somebody who was translating, to put it very bluntly. Obviously, we'll get into it more throughout the podcast, but as a very basic, they do translating stuff. More specifically, I'm joined with Theo Clouds.
Hello. I translate.
That's the best introduction you could have ever received, I think.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
You are a translator. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Excited. I'm a watcher of the podcast, so.
Are you actually?
Yeah, 100%.
Always gives me a slight ego boost when the guest comes on and like, yeah, I actually listen to your podcast. I'm like, oh my God, you know who I am? And again, you did reach out. But aside from that, it is very cool when someone comes on and like, yeah, no, I know about the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, now I get to talk to you. It does, however, give me the sense of like worry also, because it's like, damn, if you listen to the podcast, you know how the quality is. So if it feels like the quality's dropped on this podcast, I worry, you see?
Yep. No, I'm sure it won't. We got good time.
No, we got plenty of stuff to talk about today. It's going to be amazing. But as a listener, you probably know the drill. Before we get into talking about everything that we're going to talk about today, I always like to give the introduction for you to let us know who you are. Who are you? What do you do? And if you have a fun fact, it can be either about yourself or just a fun fact you'd like to tell the world. It's your call.
Okay. So I'm Theo Clouds. I created and run Unity Multiplayer, which is a multilingual Minecraft SMP. A little bit, it's like inspiration from like QSMP and some other SMPs with a bit of what like my team want to do. I make sure it keeps running. I reach out to players to get them involved in the SMP, and I like form the team. I make sure everything stays running at 100% all the time. And a fun fact. What's a good fact? I'm trying to think. I've been in the Minecraft SMP for like 2 years. SMP space for 2 years, which that's a fun fact. And I've owned two SMPs. Yeah.
I want to get the names right. Okay. So I'm going to guess this and tell me if I'm wrong. Are the two SMPs Unity Multiplayer and Ghosts SMP?
Okay. So SMPs. Ghost SMP is an interesting one because Ghost SMP was supposed to be a thing and then got scrapped. Like,
okay, I wasn't sure if you were counting that though. That's the issue. So, okay, wrong. Got you.
No, it's fine. The other SMP is Trunklocks, which is a kind of like an SMP event thing that I ran a year ago now, which is kind of crazy. Ran a year ago. And it's like it was based on the Trunklock data pack. And we got a bunch of creators in. That's how I met most of the people I'm friends with now through that.
Oh,
yeah.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. They're also now, most of them are on Unity.
That's a good way of meeting people. How did I meet AJ? AJ's the co-host. Oh, can I quickly tell the story of how I met AJ to kind of link it
100%,
to you? 100%. So I'm not sure if you know who AJ is. He's the he was a co-host of Midweek MC when that was a big thing. Which is actually, if Midweek was still around, funny enough, what you would have been invited to. No difference, it's just what you would have been on because there's a certain guest who I enjoyed talking with AJ. Anyways, point is, so I can't remember how we interacted, but I had his partner on the podcast, Debbie Morales, like last year. I don't know how me and AJ got got into in contact, but he invited me to a video one time and I was really, really unwell before recording the video. And I told him and he said, it's completely fine. You can still take part in it anyways. And like, I was straining my voice to do the video. And then after that, we just got talking more and more. And I mean, like how you started this project and had someone come in and be friends. He had this video that he invited people to, got me, then I invited him into my project. And then now we're really, really close friends. So it's quite nice how you can have a similar interest to someone or invite someone to something that you enjoy doing. And then that can go into a longer lasting friendship. And Midweek MC hasn't been around for 3 weeks, but me and AJ still message on a daily basis. So
yeah, I think that's also pretty, I don't know, it feels like the Minecraft community is definitely more like that. I feel like I can talk to someone once and then later down the road they'll invite me to like a video or help or ask help or something, and then we'll make a project together. I think it's really cool how collaborative people are in the community. It's really cool.
Okay, so what projects are we going to get started on after this then?
I don't know. A drinks company?
Do you like alcohol? Or do you mean like drink? What can we call it? Unime.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
Enzyme Unime. I don't know.
Yep.
That's what I'm calling it. Sorry, as soon as you said drinks, I instantly went to alcohol. See, that's, oh God, that's bad. Is this what you, when you ask someone to go out for drinks, at least like, I guess what I've grown up with, it normally tends to be alcohol. That was where my confusion lied.
No, it's all good.
This is a great start to the podcast. We've talked about everything other than you so far.
It's fine. It's fun.
Let's get the boring stuff out of the way then before we get into talking about the cool translating and all the projects you've worked on. And maybe it's not boring. I guess we'll find out. Why the name TheoClouds?
Why the name TheoClouds? I've been asked this quite a few times. So I've always liked... I've had a bunch of different names, which I don't think I'll say, just because some of them could lead to personal information.
Yeah, no pressure.
But one of the names had clouds in it, and it was like a mix of another name and clouds. And I really like names like some creators like Tobo, who have that's like their name mixed in with something else. And I couldn't really figure out how to mix clouds and Theo, so I just landed on TheoClouds, and it's stuck. Yeah, that's how it came to the name, I think.
Do you like clouds?
Do I like clouds? I mean, like they're cool.
Is there like any lore with clouds? So like, I know obviously you've explained all that there, but is there any lore behind like anything to do with a cloud or not?
Not really. No, I think clouds is just, it's just like a, it just works. You don't really, yeah, it just works. Sounds cool. And I was originally going to have like a cloud PNG tuber, but then I didn't stream ever. So didn't really work out. But the name stuck, and all of my friends know me by it now.
You don't even have a banner on YouTube.
Yeah, I don't. I don't even.
There are clouds in the SMP logo, though. I like that little bit of lore.
Yes, yeah. The old SMP logo.
The old SMP Unity. That was when it was called SMP Unity before it became Unity Multiplayer.
Yeah, yeah. Before we rebranded to be able to. Well, I can act. Yeah, I'll talk about that. The rebrand mainly happened so we can branch out into other things and do other things. Because I think SMP Unity kind of sticks you in the Minecraft space. But I want to do like some other stuff with Unity because I think it's a really cool idea. I also want to, I think I've spoken to Blue about this. We want to do stuff with other games, possibly like, I don't know. I just think having Unity multiplayer opens up more avenues if we want to do other stuff in the future with Unity, because it's quite a solid SMP name now. Like, people know it, I'd like to think, anyway.
I get this is such like a unnecessary question. It's just because it came to mind, I might as well ask it. Mm-hmm. Was Unified ever an idea for the name, or was it always Unity?
Oh, that's actually a really good question. Okay. When we were making Unity, we spent like 2 months working on the server before it was announced and everything. I think it was called like Project Unified, because obviously we wanted to call it something Unity Unified.
Yeah.
There was also it was going to be called like SMP Unified at one point, but Unity's shorter and more ats were available at the time.
Together, yeah. SMP.
No, I think there was a massive board. I'll see if I can get it after. There was like a massive board full of different names that we went over and crossed out, depending on whether they were taken, what ats were given, and how short it is.
And just came to Unity.
Unity, yeah.
Jeez, okay. I guess we might as well jump straight into Unity then, because it's been touched on there. We can touch on the other SMPs you worked on afterwards, because just to kind of get the whole backstory. But Unity is going to be the big one today, so I kind of want to get kickstarted with that.
Yeah, yeah.
More for a timestamp here, and just I guess for a full-on explanation. Why did Unity, or like the idea of Unity, come to mind in the first place?
Okay. So I've always been a really big fan of QSMP. Obviously, there's a lot of inspiration taken. I've always been a big fan of QSMP and the members who are on it, and so have a few of my friends. And I've always been interested in the idea of like having different parts of communities on one server. That's what kind the original idea was, a smaller QSMP, like smaller creators and people who wouldn't normally interact in the Minecraft community. But after a while, it kind of evolved into what it is now, which isn't really QSMP. I think the big thing that is still QSMP is obviously the multilingual aspect. But with the SMP, we were like, why don't we just make it our own instead of making it like a QSMP like recreation or inspired by QSMP? And that's when we came up with original ideas, like the factions. We have three different factions, which kind of add twist. Our original lore, all of the creators come up with their own lore ideas, planet lore streams. It's like there's some really cool lore streams or ideas from different creators on the SMP. Like, there's some good ones. MX Arrow, I'm sure you know Arrow. Arrow comes up with some amazing ideas. Galaxy Sushi comes up with some good ones.
They are as well, yeah.
Yeah, who I'm trying to think of who else does some like really, really good lore. Arrow, Zushi, Tabby Live comes up with some really, really, really good lore stuff. And kind of like, yeah, no, especially in the last season that we had there towards the end, it was really good. Mads XP comes up with some just insanely complicated but really cool lore ideas. That's just to name a few. Obviously, everyone has some really sick ideas. I was just naming some recent ones that come to mind. But yeah, I think over time, it's kind of came into its own thing, especially with, obviously, the original lore. I think original lore, the factions. And at first, we didn't really have a team. We had, like, three people working on the SMP. And now I think we have, like, 20 team members in the Discord who are constantly working on new ideas, planning events, working on graphics for the socials. But yeah, no, it's kind of really came into its own thing. Especially in the last, like, 2 to 3 months, we've been growing and really learning how to manage the SMP to give the creators the best experience and the viewers.
That's crazy.
It is,
like,
it is.
Building a team that much, having this much, like... And I know, obviously, it's a project you work on, so you know so much about it, but with this many people in it and knowing all of it and, like, the lore and following it so strictly, there we go. It's really impressive.
Yeah, I think especially because of how big the team is, the fact that we are able to push out as much stuff as we can, especially like we're all volunteers, no one makes money from this. So it's really cool, the stuff we're able to push out and the effort a lot of the team puts in. Like my two fellow project managers, Cypher and Adri, they're always like making sure things are going. When I can't, like I think there was a few weeks ago where I had to take a step back to work on some IRL stuff, and the S&P went fine and everyone was able to keep going, which was really, really cool. Ugh, sorry. My voice went weird though.
No, you're good, don't worry. did people get to choose what factions they went into, or were they randomly assigned? Were they like, did a certain person pick people? How did that all work?
So with factions, I'm for the last two seasons that we've done, I've been in control for the most part of who goes in what factions. Obviously, I've taken input from team members. The players have no idea what faction they're in until, like, I think this season they found out like a few days before it was announced publicly. What we do is we'll, for the most part, mix like languages. So we'll have like an even number of Spanish and English speakers. Obviously, a lot of the Spanish creators are bilingual. We'll have an even number on each faction just to even it out, so people are interacting more. We'll also put people on factions with people that they haven't interacted with much, but know a little bit. It's because I like to see that first interaction in game of people meeting, talking to each other. It was a few weeks ago now, we added a new wave of creators, and there were some creators that didn't know anyone on the SMP, and now they're like in DMs streaming together. It's really cool. That's one of the big goals, is like making people meet people that they wouldn't usually interact with. I think I've already said that, but you know.
What about the names for the factions then? So you have Everbloom, which is green, Avalor, which is blue, and Horsefawn, which is purple. How did the names for those come to be?
With those names, like a year ago. So I think a lot of them were taken like mixes of different names, also like places in real life. We took some names. There were like so many places called Hawthorn in real life, and Avalor and Everbloom. They're all like mixes and also like the vibes. So on the map of the first season, there were three different islands for each faction. They all were like, all members were living on said islands, and they all had like different themes with like the biome. Everbloom was very green, was foresty, there was like a river running in it. Hawthorn was like more of like a kind of like a rocky like swamp area, had some really cool trees. And Avalor was kind of like a mountain, like a, it was inspired by like the salt cliffs. I think it's in Iceland, I might be wrong. But they were all kind, the names are kind of taken from inspiration from the actual map, as well as some places in real life.
Oh, what's your favorite name? Do you have a like one of the ones that like are your not favorite faction, like not favorite people, but the actual name itself?
Actual name, I think probably Avalor, because Avalor is probably the easiest to say, and it's also like
it also has lore in it.
Yeah, and lore, that's always a fun thing people point out. Yeah.
So,
probably Avalor.
One that stood out to me. I quite like Everbloom, though. But that's nice to say.
Yeah. Everbloom's icon's also really nice. It's like a sunflower.
I see on the graphic that I'm looking at right now, the promotion on the Unity multiplayer playlist. In the bottom left, it says Falcao X Unity. What do they do?
So Falcao is one of our, I think, two graphic designers. I don't know if we... Let me check. I feel really bad, but I don't know if one of them counts themselves as a graphic designer or video editor.
I mean, I know what Falcao does like outside of it, but I was just curious like what their impact is, I guess, on Unity SMP.
Falcao is obviously a sick person to talk to. They are one of our graphic designers. They do a lot of our like more of them are like the casual like posts promoting stuff and like announcing events and stuff. They've also done some in-game graphic work, because we have a lot of like stuff in game that shows up. Like, it does a lot of just like the day-to-day graphic design work.
Yeah, that's nice. As you guys said, Falcao X Unity, and normally like if it's not like an X, it's like this major collab, but I guess that just means their graphics designs and their management for the Twitter X.
Mm-hmm.
How long, because I look at your YouTube channel and you know like Unity like changes are coming to SMP Unity was uploaded 8 months ago, Welcome to Unity was 9 months ago, like SMP Unity from the Waters event, the Corners, that was 1 year ago, SMP Unity from the Waters event, Welcome to Prism was also 1 year ago. But like, I only really knew about this or found out about this in maybe around about March or April, if that, like probably even sooner than that. Sorry, more later than those 2 days. How long has this been around for?
So Unity started, I think the actual start date for Unity was the 2nd of September 2023.
Okay. Anyway, is this like the actual, I guess I will put it into two parts here, just for the sake of like clarification. When was the project itself behind the scenes started on?
Behind the scenes, that's probably, I think I first started thinking about it late, like mid-July maybe, and
what year was this?
Mid-July 2023.
Got you, okay. And then the first public release of it came
September 2nd, 2023.
But that was only for, that was still a private release though, right? Like it was publicly made, but it still wasn't accessible publicly for anyone until...
So that was the first day. The first day was September 2nd. I think, I don't know what date it was announced. I couldn't tell you that.
Okay, got you.
But we started work on it mid to late July. I might be wrong. Mid to late July, around there. And then it launched the 2nd of September.
So it really didn't take you guys long at all to get this up and going.
No, that was like, okay, this is probably the confusing part for a lot of people. We had we had a pilot episode. That was the pilot episode. So it's a weird way of naming it. It's like an inside thing. The pilot episode was like a much shorter, smaller scale server. We had less creators. The map was smaller. It was a little bit more like fantasy themed. We tested that out like a few months post the server, and then it reopened again. Or it's season one in January of 2024. So January 7th is when we opened season one. But we had a really short, small-scale server the end of 2023.
In January, was that when people could start downloading it and using it themselves?
Oh,
was that back in September?
Sorry, Unity...
I know the confusing is a little... I know this is a little bit confusing, but it's more for clarification so people know the whole, like, history of it, I guess.
So Unity Multiplayer is a private SMB, creator SMB, and then Unity Translate came out.
Yeah, sorry, that's why I'm sorry. Unity Translate is what I'm being specific about here. Sorry, apologies.
I'll have to check. No, it's all good. It's all good. I'll have to check. When did Unity Translate come out? It was really recent. I don't know the exact date. Unity Translate came out. When did that? Unity Translate came out on September 12th. So, like, almost a year to the start date. So, yeah, September 12th, 2024.
So, that's probably when I started hearing about it, was about September, like, more so.
Yeah, Unity Translate got a lot of, like, attention from creators and other people in the space, because obviously, an SMP, there's a lot of them. But the first, Unity Translate is the first real time translator that was ever like made public, especially open source, so you can change it, modify it, and it's fine. I've already been seeing that a bunch. It's really cool seeing it on the wild and seeing people like change it to fit their needs.
How many languages can it translate?
I think it's said this a lot on launch. I'm going to say 44.
That's mental.
It is. It's crazy. All credit goes to, obviously, the developer, Blue. Like, Blue is the only person that works on that mod and got it done in, like, 2 months, I think. It's like a month or two, and got the entire mod done and ready to be tested by our players on the SMP in like a month or two. It was insane. Blue started working on that mod like kind of as like a little bit of a side thing, and then when it was ready, posted it in our team Discord, and like go back in the chat messages, and we're all just what, how? It was never something that we realistically thought was going to happen. None of our players thought that either, because it's a crazy step towards, hopefully, I want to have it on like other events. I want to see it on other events, sorry, and other SMPs. I'm already seeing that, but like I think that mod is 100% going to like outlive and outdo the actual SMP because of how much potential it has to be used in bigger events and some other crazy stuff. That who knows, there's a lot of potential for it.
Enough. I actually so CubedCon was over the weekend from recording this, mm-hmm. and on Friday I was in a call with, I asked to join a call with Rafe Zion. And in that call was Blue. But actually, before, I know I mentioned this to you before the podcast, but I actually got to talk to Blue a little bit about Unity SMP, and I won't go into too much of our conversation because, like, I mean, I was also like quite unwell and had a really bad headache, and I let them know this so they know. But also, like, the passion that they showed for Unity SMP and the passion they showed for what they created was just so lovely to hear. It's so nice mm-hmm. hearing someone genuinely care about the creation they made, and they were so, so happy with Unity. The mod.
Yeah.
No. It was quite cool.
Blue is, sorry.
I was gonna say it's quite cool that I got to talk to them before doing this podcast.
Yeah, no, Blue is so passionate about it, and like Blue worked hours and hours and hours and hours on the mod, and I think the coolest thing was seeing how passionate they were. Like, they were in spectator watching everyone watching out of the reveal. Obviously the reveal didn't go to plan because everyone crashed when we turned it on because we hadn't tested it with that amount of players. But I think the coolest thing is when we revealed it, I was the person who was speaking, which is still a little bit crazy to me. I was about to speaking, introduced it. I said, like, oh, this is something we've been working a year on because it's been a dream of mine and many of the people on our team for well over a year, because we obviously saw it on SMPs, like the QSMP. Obviously, this was never made public. And it was a dream to have something that was public and to be able to use it. I revealed it through a video. The video was Blue. It was the first video that I saw Blue testing the mod before it was ready. Like, it wasn't even close to ready. It's just like a proof of concept. And then like an animated video that I directed and worked on with Valor Studios. So we revealed it to players, and after a while, after a little bit of testing and getting players to swap out a file, it was really cool. Like, I think, do you know Cat's Existence?
Yes. I've interacted with them a little bit.
I think the coolest thing I've seen was Cat speaking Polish and interacting with, I think it was Felix, who's a Portuguese creator that speaks Portuguese, and they were able to have a fluid conversation in both of those languages. That was a really cool thing, and that was on launch day when the mod wasn't ready. It wasn't even ready to be released.
Okay.
But yeah, no, the reveal of that, like that being revealed, is top 10 moments of my life in recent years, at least, because of how cool it was to see creators interacting and using something that I had even a small hand in creating. Was really, really cool.
So let's say I'm someone who has never seen anything to do with Unity, the mod, mm-hmm. the mod player, anything. This is the first time hearing about it. How does the mod work? How does a Portuguese creator talk to a Polish creator?
Okay, so obviously not a developer. I'm a little bit of a developer. I'll give like my, what I know.
Well, I mean, I guess so for someone who hasn't seen it before, how does it look?
Okay, how does it look? So say I'm speaking Polish. I can't do it. I have to set my spoken language. I go into the list of languages, set it to Polish, and start speaking Polish. And then above my head, it'll be translated into whatever language the other player who I'm talking to wants it to be in, like, text. It'll be like, what is like a good example? Like message bubbles on like a messaging app, it'll show like that, but in real time. Obviously, it's not never going to be perfect because some players will sort of like miss a word or something, but I think, but when they're speaking, directly translate whatever they're saying to whatever language of the 44 that you want. And yeah, you can download it like right now, which is, I think, obviously the coolest thing.
So if me, an English creator, mm-hmm. is talking to a Spanish creator, is also yep. talking to a German creator, right? There's three of us in a triangle. If the German creator speaks, their text yeah. bubble will translate to English for me and to, oh God, what was the language I said? Spanish, no.
Spanish.
Yeah, okay. And then translate to Spanish for the other person. So we'll see the same text bubble, but it'll be translated differently for each of us.
Yes.
That's crazy. That is mental. It is. And that's so cool. Like, what?
Oh, it is. It's a one hell of a dream for me, at least. Because, like, I saw a similar thing to that. Seeing three creators who speak three different languages all interacting. I think it was, like, another one experience using the mod was I was talking to... It was in our, like, beta test that we did for the mod. I was talking to Adri, who is the project manager. Adri was speaking Spanish, but had muted their mic. So all I could see was text. It was being translated to English for me. Mine was being translated to Spanish for Adri. And we were both muted. And we were able to have a conversation through just text above our heads.
So you weren't even talking to each other. You couldn't even hear what each other was saying. You were literally just talking into the mic and it was translating in-game for you to read.
Because we muted in-game, but the translations still, you can make it so the translations still run. So we were just talking through text and we could have a fluid conversation.
I guess you were going to touch on the development side of things as much as you could. I'm curious, as much as you can, how did the development side of that work?
Is it about, like, how does it work behind the mod?
Yeah, like how exactly does this translate to do different, like, as much as you can say, just I guess, yeah, anything to development.
So what it does is it runs
as much as you can. Don't you know, say anything to you, not 100% sure. Like, there's no pressure on it. It's just curious.
Yeah. So it transcripts your voice into text, and then it translates that in a browser that runs behind Minecraft, and then the player can select what they want it translated to. So it's like basically the best I can think of it. Because you were asking before, say if a Spanish, a German, and an English creator were talking, say this German creator was talking, it would translate to Spanish, English. It's basically like, you know, when you change your FOV in Minecraft, it doesn't change for everyone on the server. So it's like a client side option. So you change it doesn't
that example.
Change.
That's a good example.
It's the best example I could think of.
No, that is genuinely such a good. I actually love that. That's such a good way to like narrow it down for someone like me who can't grasp the concept of it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, it was a really cool thing to see, and it'll only get better over time as we update it, fix bugs, and yeah, I think we have so many releases on Modrant just because of how actively Blue's been working on it, fixing bugs. I think there's probably going to be another one in the next week or so to update it. And I think a big thing for that was also Unity. I think Unity, the actual, like, the private server, was also a really good thing because obviously it's full of bilingual, multilingual, trilingual creators. So they're able to, like, it's like the best place to test the mod because there's so many people speaking so many different languages. So that worked out really well. And I'm really excited to see what else the mod will be able to do.
What are some of your favorite? Obviously, you mentioned about how on launch, Cats and God, I forgot the other person's name.
Felix.
I'm so sorry. And Felix were able to interact with each other. What are some of your other favorite moments or memories so far from seeing the mod in use?
Okay. This probably isn't the best advertisement, but I think it's funny when it messes up because it can mess up. It can mess up sometimes.
Everything can mess up. Don't worry about it.
Oh yeah, 100%. There's like there's creators who will say something and then they'll say it and then they're like Michael cut out. So they just stop saying the sentence mid-sentence and they could say some crazy stuff, especially like this stuff, like Zushi, Galaxy Zushi, I mentioned earlier. She's a family-friendly streamer and she said something, it cuts off. And then the translator for other people above her head made it look really crazy. But there's been some funny moments with it messing up and obviously it'll get better as time goes on. Also, it's just, I really like seeing creators who've never interacted before or never used the mod before, because I think the first use for a lot of people is really crazy. There was a creator who logged on recently who really enjoyed it.
I'm enjoying just hearing about it.
Yeah, seeing it in real time is crazy. I'm trying to think. There was a creator logged on recently who used it and it was really cool. I think it was Lady Oro. Do you know Lady Oro?
No, see, there's so many names in the community. I'm sure I've probably seen them on Twitter at some point.
Yeah. So Lady Oro, they speak, am I gonna mess this up? What language they speak? Let me check.
They speak a language on the world.
They speak a language. I think it's Chinese. They speak Chinese, and this was the first time I'd ever seen Chinese on the translate because we support 44 different languages. As I said, I think I'm right.
But seeing 44 different languages is gonna take a while to see it in use anyway.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure not like most of them haven't been used yet, but but seeing Chinese being used, and it was obviously buggy, as most things would be, first time being used, because we don't have any like Chinese speaking team members who could test it. So seeing that being used was pretty cool. Seeing them try to use it, I think it's always the first interaction is the best thing, because you get to see them figure out the mode, figure out how to use it, and then obviously open up like a ticket, just how do I change my language, stuff like that. When they get really stuck in and start using the mod, like I can jump from stream to stream and see people in different languages. It's really cool.
I hosted an event the other week. It was a collaboration with Block Wars Origins. It was to raise money for charity. One of my main things, and why I was so happy with the teams, is I tried to go for teams where people were somewhat familiar with each other, because obviously you want to still be comfortable, but I really wanted new interactions from people. And I have a checklist, so it's kind of harder to do if like some people like to say their own conversations, which is completely fine. At the same time, it was one of the things. So hearing about this, where your main goal, or like one of your main goals, are to actively cause new interactions and get people to talk to new people, like I think it's so sweet that, like, you know, because I, for instance, when I was at TwitchCon, right, I bumped into Shadoon, and I can't remember the other creator's name, but like I'm pretty sure the other creator like only speaks like I think it's Spanish or French, right? Where Shadoon can also speak English. So like when I said hi to them and like, you know, hi, how are you, all that kind of jazz, like I want to have a quick conversation with them and just like congratulate them for playing into Twitch Rivals and stuff. Dune had to do the translation for me, like, and like if IRL Unity was a thing, like a speech bubble would just pop up above my head and they could just read it. It'd be perfect.
I think that's the coolest thing about it being in game and in such a popular game, is like anyone could use it to speak to anyone. That's why I really want to see it used in more events in the future, when it's like more concrete with all translations. I think seeing it used in, for one out there, what's a really cool event, Mayhem.
That's what I work on. I'd love to. Okay, actually, no, I'll let you finish this first, and then I'll add in what I want to say.
Yeah, I think once it becomes more concrete with like translations, figuring out bugs, because obviously there were quite a few bugs launched last month, so it makes sense. But I feel like once it gets more concrete and once it's supported by more people and more people see it and know it, I really want to see it used in like PvP events, possibly.
I would love to see it in Mayhem. The downside of that, though, is firstly, you need to like kind of add it to in-game chat, which then plays with the whole being in your team calls and other teams can't hear what you're saying. Secondly, if you're in a really intense PvP game and you do a call out, having to turn around and read someone else's chat bubble is where it becomes a little bit like, it's a really cool concept, but then at that point it's kind of a bit rough, if that makes sense. Because it's like, if it's in a fast-paced event, how exactly do you implement that? Unless you've already thought of an idea, I'm curious.
Well, this doesn't fix everything you said, because obviously a lot of it couldn't really fix, but so in game it's not just like the chat bubbles of the player's heads, you can also add boxes to your screen that show all the translations of everybody speaking. It also supports, like, you know, the voice chat mode groups that like you can go into different you can go into different groups in the voice chat mode. It supports that, so you can like limit who can talk to who, what translations you see. So potentially, I 100% get what you mean, but I think the fast-paced thing would be pretty easy, and if anything, it'd be useful for viewers, not just like the people on the, like in the event, maybe just like viewers who say the streamer is speaking Spanish, the viewer is an English viewer, so they can read what the team is saying. Yeah, that'd be cool.
It definitely open up avenues for us to invite more variety creators.
Yeah.
Because right now we have to kind of stick it to just English speaking, or like not even like full English, like people who can speak English as well as their main language, and we have to limit it to that because we don't have this. But like, it could be fun, maybe one Mayhem to experiment with it once it's got like all the tweaks have been done. We could work on maybe get something planned out.
I mean
obviously it's not my call to make, it's Shalomanons, but I'm happy I'm happy once like the tweaks have been sorted, if you want to reach out again we can possibly talk about something, or even in my own event, like I'm doing collabs with events to raise money for charity bi-monthly, so if I collaborate with an event I could always maybe talk to them about that also.
Yeah, 100%. Fun.
I like that. I like the idea. If any tournament owners are listening to this and want to try it, I mean, I'm not going to speak on Fio's behalf. I'm assuming there's no promises that they'll respond to everyone. It's the same when I talk about guests coming on, and there's no promises that everyone will get to come on, but it doesn't hurt to reach out and show interest.
Reach out, show interest. I'm sure either me or someone else on my team will get in contact with you, talk to you about possibly using it in an event, or even like if you don't want to talk to us you can download it on Modrinth if you want Modern Chaos Forge, free to download, free to use, and also if you have developers on your team, you can tweak it yourself.
I guess still somewhat cool to ask anyways, especially if you're running a fully fledged event.
yeah.
I was gonna say, so obviously you mentioned earlier a little bit how you didn't want to limit to Unity SMP because you're hoping to kind of branch out from just being specifically Minecraft. So when I go onto the app store, right, if I go to a different country,
yeah,
and I try to download an app that I can speak to and it translates, a lot of the time translations aren't exactly that good, but from what I've heard, it seems like Unity SMP translations are pretty confidently correct for the most part. Do you think you would ever branch out into turning this into some sort of like physical app that I could download on my phone and talk to people in different countries with?
Well, I don't think so. Just because, so the thing the mod is based on is LibreTranslate. It's an open source translation API. So it kind of just be, if we turned it into an app, it would kind of just be repackaging that and giving it to people. So yeah, I wouldn't feel great about that, but I can see in other games maybe in the future. I think that could be cool.
That's fair.
Yeah, no, probably not a mobile app anytime soon.
Oh yeah. What about, I mean, do you have anything else you wanted to mention about Unity SMP, or have we done a pretty good job of covering it all?
The stuff I want to mention.
Unity mod, I should say, anyways.
The Unity Translate mod. I'd say just if you try it out, and if you find bugs, join our Discord, tell us, and then we'll fix them. I think there's a bunch of potential for this mod that I haven't even realized yet, and no one on our team has realized. I'm sure people who are 10 times more creative than me could find other uses for the mod and put it in other things.
Who knows? I'm excited to see where it goes.
Me too.
You mentioned how you worked on another SMP in the past.
Yeah.
Chunklock SMP.
Chunklock, yeah.
Let me ask a different question first, sorry.
Okay.
What made you get so involved in the SMP scene in the first place? You said about 2 years ago you got involved in it. Why?
Why did I get... So, for the most part, I think the reason I got involved is because I was so... For most of my life, I've been really interested in behind the scenes of different things and really interested in like managing, and I've tried that in a bunch of different ways. And the Minecraft scene, because I am also a Minecraft player, it kind of called, and I also really like SMPs. I like creating things, writing story, bringing creators together who not normally interact, like you said with Mayhem. I think, was that Mayhem?
Yeah,
that you said. Yeah, like you said with Mayhem, like bringing creators together who wouldn't normally interact.
Sorry, not Mayhem, my Inside MC tournament, but yeah.
Oh yeah, Inside MC. But I think the coolest thing is just like creating something that hasn't been created before and getting into the Minecraft spaces. I'd say it's really, as long as you have passion and you're really focused on doing this thing and not just giving up if it doesn't reach 100 followers in a week. If you actually have passion behind the project, I think anyone could do what I've done, what my team's done, as long as you're focused on it and you actually want to do it for the right reasons.
All you gotta do is care.
All you gotta do is care.
And have crazy work ethic and grind and motivation.
And an awful sleep schedule.
Oh, hello. We're sticking all the boxes together. Look at this.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So true.
I'm in BST and all of my friends are in EST, so it kind of messes with things.
Where do you, what country do you think I live in?
Your accent's pretty... are you UK?
Yeah.
Are you like north?
No, I'm south.
Oh, okay.
But my dad's Irish, so I have this like... A lot of people said it. I said this on previous podcasts. I get a lot of people from America more so when they talk to me in person. A lot of older Americans when they talk to me in person. They're always like, where's your accent from? It's not English. I'm like, yeah, I'm English. I'm just as Irish, so I have this like little unique mix, apparently.
Yeah, no, I can definitely hear it. That's why I was thinking, I was like, are you Ireland? I was confused between Ireland or the UK. But yeah,
fair enough. Where are you, without doxing yourself here, whereabouts are you in England? If you don't want to say, that's fine. If you want to say and I cut it out, that's also fine.
It's pretty public. I'm Liverpool.
Oh, okay. You watch football?
No, my entire family does though.
Oh my god, what is it with Minecraft creators and not watching football whenever I bring them on podcast?
Listen, I used to, but I think I watched so much of it with my dad when I was like younger that I kind of grew out of it, you know?
Whereas my parents never liked football, so I never really got to watch it when I was younger. But now I go to games and stuff all the time. Right. I'm actually off to England on England first, Greece on Thursday from Gordoness.
Damn, well, fun.
Thank you. I love these all random parts of the podcast. Like, it has no correlation to any conversation, but it's still fun to say anyways.
Yeah, it's just Nice chill pods.
So, Chunglog then.
Yep.
What was the inspiration behind that?
I saw the data pack. It's like a very public data pack built by two really cool developers, I think. If, you know, long time, it's been over a year now. Saw the data pack, was like, whoa, that's really cool. What if I put that on a server and then made like a week-long SMP event? And then I made it, announced it, because I already had a tiny bit of, like, I think on my account, I had like 100 followers. So I had a tiny bit of like connections to other people. And I think some people retweeted it, a little bit of attention. And yeah, from there, it went really, really well. There was even like some potential of a season two of it, doing like a second event / SMP, but I feel like I only ever create like seconds or thirds of something if I feel like there's a reason to create it. And I feel like we did everything we wanted to do, and it also got me a lot of connections to people I'm really close to now, and people who are on Unity. I think at least a quarter of Unity I met on Chunglog.
Actually, I've never played Chunglog, like the mod. I've always wanted to, I've just never really got around to it. It looks okay. Fun.
Yeah, for people who don't know what it is, it's you have the... each chunk is locked by a certain amount of items. So say, I want to move to this chunk that has some really cool item inside, like a village. Say I want to go into a chunk that has the blacksmith in it. I can get like an iron helmet or something. It takes, towards the end, the numbers of items you have to get were really crazy. I think it was like in the hundreds of items, because each chunk you unlock, the items get more difficult. It got to 100 andesite or something towards the end, and each chunk you have to give that amount of item, like throw it into the chunk, and then that chunk unlocks. Yeah.
Do you have any good memories from it?
Good memories? I think it was a lot of fun. We had a much smaller team. I think it was like a team of like 5 on that event. There were like some little lore bits. I think it was a really fun event. I met a bunch of people that I still talk to on like every single day. We met Arrow through Chunglog. There are some creators we met through Chunglog. There are some creators who we just meet, but there's a lot of Chunglog creators who are now on Unity, and I'd call like really close friends some of them. There were a lot of fun times. There were a lot of bugs, because I think on the data packs page for Chunglog, it like only used this with like around 5 people, and then we got 50. So there were a lot of bugs that we had to work out. But no, it was really fun. It was like just kind of a messy event. It was my first one. So, but yeah, no, really fun event, and led me to a lot. I wouldn't be here now without Chunglog, I don't think.
Before we get into the Twitter questions then, have anything else you wanted to talk about? Or have we done a pretty good job of covering everything?
No, not off the top of my head.
Okay, I have one question. I just wanted to see if you had anything else to talk about. I have one question before we get into the Twitter ones. One more. Okay. Can we get any Unity SMP or Unity mod, Unity Translate mod? Anything to do with Unity, can we get any leaks?
Any leaks?
I mean, you quote, because you run the Unity SMP multiplayer extra updates account, right?
For the most part, we have one other person, Lex, who does our Blue Sky account and some of the work on EX. Yeah.
Well, someone quote retweeted it on Unity multiplayer extra updates. Let's see how many Unity leaks we can get out of him. So,
I'm a big leaker by accident most of the time. Nice. I think I streamed 2 days before Unity Translate was, because we kept Unity Translate like complete secret. No one outside of the team knew it even existed. So, and I don't stream often, 2 days before it was announced, and accidentally opened up a window that had a video of Unity Translate being used.
Oh my god.
luckily, it was like the first few seconds of the stream. So we had one Unity player watching, and they were lurking, so they didn't even have the tab open. So I just deleted the VOD, acted like it never happened. For current leaks, I'm trying to think what we can leak. I mean, we're doing stuff for Halloween. We have stuff planned for Halloween, like around Halloween, like the week of Halloween, we're doing some cool stuff. Other than that, I think the other two things that I could leak, I don't think anyone on my team would want me to leak, and they'd probably kill me if I did. So
probably
I won't.
Better not to do that.
I won't. Just to keep my life safe.
Hey, well, we have some Twitter questions then.
Okay.
So the first one comes from Falcao Grave. We've already answered the second part of it, so I'll ask the first part. What inspired you to start content creation?
For content creation, inspired by other creators, my friends. I'm not really a focused content creator. I like do like a one-off stream every now and then, or make a video and put it on Twitter. But I think it's just, I don't know. I feel like if I need to be creative somehow, and Unity's already doing something, I'll make something quick. I've also been really, I was a music producer for like 2 years, so, and that kind of led me into doing like video editing, content creation, stuff like that.
So did you make your own music then?
I did.
Is that now near that public or no?
Not anymore.
Heartbreaking. Most of the Unity SMP questions we've already asked, and I don't want to like be a parrot, so you won't ask, like, most of these questions aren't going to be crazy serious ones. Well, I used to write down the questions, but because of situations like this where we answer them on the podcast, I stop like writing them down, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So the next question comes from Fai Mada.
Yeah, from Mada.
Why are you so against anime voices?
Okay. Amada is a member on Unity who, you know. Okay, so why am I so against anime voices? It's because I think someone doing an anime voice and sending it as a Discord voice message is a little bit cringe.
Oh, why?
And I'm calling out for Amada and Galaxy. So a few days ago on Unity, the Unity like creators Discord, because you have three different Discords. Unity creators Discord, I think someone sent out a message, and then I think three different people started replying with voice messages, and it was just, and they were all doing like really pitched anime voices. The worst thing. I can't believe Amada actually asked that question. Okay. Right. Yeah.
The next one comes from Finn Blob.
Okay.
When are you dropping the Archipelago Promontory Island 03 complete story document?
Okay.
Probably didn't say any of that correctly, but I tried my best.
Yeah, that's all that matters. So that is something that I teased. Oh, on Unity, we obviously have a full like written story of how it'll go, how it'll end, how it started, everything. And we've had like a very basic idea of it for a year now. And I think ages ago I teased that I had a note document that says the entire story. The things where it said Archipelago, Promontory, Island 3, they're all the names of the different islands that we've had so far. So Archipelago was season 1, Promontory is the current season, and we haven't said what the name of the third island will be. But that's the full story. And I regret leaking that. I regret showing that, because now I get, I think I've got 5 different DMs of people asking to send them that note file.
Tell them if they ask you, you're going to ban them.
Yep, going to ban you. I would ban Finn.
Yeah, have that, Finn.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, I don't know who you are, Finn. I'm sorry.
No,
I know, I just feel bad. The next one comes from Mac McCallan.
Okay.
Are you a weeb in disguise? Okay. Like I said, these are going to be very serious, because we've already answered all the Unity SMP ones. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. Am I a weeb in disguise? I've watched 3 animes with my best friend, but other than that, I wouldn't call myself a weeb, no.
You know, I've never watched anime.
Never?
I think I maybe watched one, like, maybe.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm aware, I haven't.
How do you dodge it? I wasn't able to. Up until, like...
dodge it?
Up until, like, months ago, I was able to not watch any anime, and then my friend got me into watching, like, so much.
How do people dodge inside M2? That's the real question. How do people dodge Unity? Yeah.
Hopefully they do, because then I won't be asked questions. Are you a weep in disguise?
Oh, the last one then is actually a Unity question, so this is a pretty good one.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer it, but I'm going to ask anyways. It comes from Pyro is Funny.
Mm-hmm.
How long do you think Unity will last?
So Unity's gone for just over a year so far. I think it'll, from in my plans, okay, I guess I'll leak then. Probably it'll go for another, like, I think it'll go until mid next year, at least. I think at the least mid next year.
Nice. Yeah, there we go. What a way to end it.
Yeah, and then I don't know what I'm going to do with my life after it ends.
Just focus on getting the mod into our game. Yeah. Maybe start up season 2.
Yep.
Can't hurt, no?
We'll see. We'll see. There's a lot of people who want me to keep this going, but you know,
I don't want you to keep it going.
don't want to drag it out like a TV show, like where they never end. You know.
See, I love The Walking Dead, but I can't watch the 2 new seasons. Sorry.
It was good, and then it just kept going.
I don't think it's bad. I just don't think it's good because I can't watch it. That's just me being a hater because they've restricted me from watching it because I'm British.
Oh yeah. Yeah, no. But I think it, from what I've heard, it got like really bad after a certain amount of seasons.
Yeah, like it did kind of become a bit false in the end seasons, but I guess they wanted to see the comic out.
Yeah.
Well, that sadly brings the end of this week's Inside MC.
Okay. No, that was good. I gotta say some things that I'm glad I said, especially about the anime voices.
Before I do the outro here, however, I always like to give this opportunity for you to write yourself. Where can anything link within reason, of course. If you have a Patreon, I'm not sure if you do for Unity, but if you do, feel free to promote that. Where can people find you or anything to do with anything you want to promote?
Okay, so you can find me at twitter.com/LeoClouds with two S's at the end. You can find Unity at twitter.com/UnityUpdatesEN, ES, or EX, and DE if you want German updates that don't exist yet.
What's EX? Sorry?
EX is like extra updates in English, so stuff that isn't good enough to post on the other accounts. And download Unity Translate and support our developer Blue. That's you can download Unity Translate at on Modern.
Shoot me the link and I'll slap it in the description of the YouTube video.
Okay, great. Yeah. But yeah, that's all. That's all. And shout out to the Unity team who work on the server every single day. Wouldn't be anywhere near where we are without all of those incredibly dedicated and passionate people.
Oh, that's so nice.
I wouldn't be here without them. So, you know.
With that being said,
you gotta get Blue on here at some point.
Much to talk about. I'll be like a 5-hour podcast about development.
Yeah, I'd listen.
No one has to record and edit it. Nah, I'm sure. I'll get Blue on at one point. They were, like I said, they were really, really interesting to talk to. So. Mm-hmm. Well then, with that being said, that sadly brings the end. Thank you so much again for coming on. You've been an amazing guest, and I'm very, very much looking forward to seeing the future of Unity, yourself, Blue, I guess, as well, and everyone in the team.
Yeah.
And with that being said, this has been Inside MC. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Peace.